I want to talk about this cabin because we haven't talked much about it, but this thing is awesome. The cabin we are recording in has it has like the classic like logs across the ceiling and stuff like that, and some of them are decorative, but that's fine. It's all part of the aesthetic. But it was incredible sleeping here last night, with the exception of one. I heard shit crawling on the roof in my room.
Squirrels!
That's where they were.
That's where all the squirrels were.
No, I think that was me.
you sounded a lot like a very small creature then.
I'm very good.
The choir of snoring.
Oh yes.
Yeah, it was definitely in like stereo. I wasn't so there's a loft, so I'm like up in the roof. And I could hear it coming from downstairs and to my right, where Jake was.
Yeah.
And there's no hard doors. It's like curtains between the rooms. Yeah. So it was.
Hey, I heard you too, so don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe I snore. So I forgot
my mouth tape.
No, Jake whistles softly, actually. I'm not joking.
With this nose, I do not whistle softly.
No, it's more like I was trying to think of a proper term for it, but you're just like. It was like a soft breath, like instead of like.
Yeah. It's usually what my wife says. She's like, you don't snore, but you breathe.
I sleep fight, so you probably heard some of that.
I did.
Yes. Yeah, it was funny because like when we got here, we were like unpacking everything and all that kind of stuff. I saw like Kelly set up in like the loft balcony area. I was like, you son of a bitch! I wanted that. It's got like a balcony into like the living room that you could definitely do like a jump off of onto the couch. I'm not saying I'm gonna do it, but I really want to.
It's definitely the most comfortable of the three beds.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not as of today. We found some egg crates in a closet, so.
Oh yeah, you gonna put them in his bed?
I put it in a jar.
Already put it on mine.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
That thing was like
because Tim likes me better than all of you.
I didn't want to bring it up now on recording, but yes.
It's funny because I'm easily the most verbally abusive to Tim.
Wait, is this Stockholm syndrome?
But yeah, I mean this place is great. I had a very large bed to myself, which was nice, but Kelly had to get to his room through my room, so at one point he walked past and I was just like on Instagram, just like, sorry, this is what I do at night, I'm sorry.
Yep,
it's what we all do.
It's what we all do.
But I'll say, later on tonight, I have a little adventure for us in the real world.
Ooh, are we going to go down to that lake?
So that's a good idea, but they... Place next door is abandoned.
Oh, so we can rummage through it and take all their valuables.
We are going to do some light trespassing.
Cool. Wait, light trespass, like, and gambling?
I mean, might be able to gamble in there, but I already walked around. I was out there. I just explore the area this morning. I was walking around with my coffee, and I looked and I was like, this place looks kind of dilapidated. And then I go and I'm like, oh my god, the back door's open.
So, wait, is this full ass open?
Oh yeah, full ass open. Yeah.
Say less.
So I was watching some deer and I was kind of like following them and then I saw the door and I was like,
deer let me inside.
I
had to follow.
It threw me the key and said, it's yours,
with its hoof, and I was like kind of confused about that.
If only that was the squirrel omen you actually had.
No, he had a deer omen.
I had a deer omen.
Deer, sorry. I was looking outside for the squirrels.
And they're not called deer omens or squirrel omens. It's called squirrel signs.
Yeah.
That was my deer sign.
Well, disrespect.
As long as you don't encounter a not deer, you're fine.
Yeah. No, these deer, it was a younger doe, a very pretty doe, and then her two little ones. But anyway, this abandoned place, I've already walked in there. The part of it has like part of it like collapsed too, so it looks like
it's a fully abandoned house.
It looks like like the scene of a horror flick. Like you could easily have shot one of those poltergeist movies or something in there. So yeah, we're doing that tonight.
So we're all gonna do. We're gonna take a shot of absinthe and just go into the crazy abandoned house.
So was this gonna be the West Virginia Chainsaw Massacre in there? By the time we get in, someone's gonna get clubbed with a meat tenderizer and go deal with that.
We have multiple guns, so probably not. But
it'd probably be the West Virginia shotgun shanty, right?
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Guys, I was trying to hide the meat cleaver in my bag.
But yeah, so we're doing that tonight. We're gonna take a trip to the lake. You know, just if this turns out to be a TPK, which I hope it doesn't, because then I have to really change how book 3 ends. Yeah, we're gonna have some in some IRL adventures later. So I know we talked about this before, but have we gone into an abandoned place since? Has anybody done some urbex, urban exploration?
Individually?
Yeah, I mean, if you. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's been a minute.
Don't wait on me. I'm thinking.
Okay.
I went recently. I went into the largest culvert pipe that I've ever seen. I was working at the time, but it was about 5 feet taller than my head, standing up.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's really tall.
John's a tall man, yeah. So that's very tall.
Yeah, that's a...
Yes. It was that's, huge.
That's at least 11 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's the most Urban X thing I've done recently.
No, that's fair.
My whole thing is going places that part of it is used and occupied and the other section is not.
Okay.
So...
I remember you used to carry your child with you, and you can get up anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No one asked
I'm sorry, have a baby.
The baby's trying to sleep.
Let me in here.
I needed a quiet place to rock my baby to sleep.
Excuse like, sir, that's abandoned.
I see there's a nuclear waste sign, but my baby needs to sleep.
Your people are way too loud.
If you've ever had a kid, you know, you do weird stuff just trying to get him to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
The number of times I would just walk up and down the stairs... It's all right. Well, my calves are going to be hot and my baby will be asleep.
Got those hot calves.
I can't think of anything. I was in Boy Scouts for a long time. I mean, I'm sure I, on some camping trip, went somewhere in like abandoned like places or.
You're telling me the Boy Scouts of America don't encourage B&Es?
Exactly.
So, what?
Yeah.
This is why the young people are going wrong.
I don't think I would have ever objected to an opportunity, but I cannot remember one specifically.
I'm trying to think because I actually it was a couple of years ago, but there was this abandoned house in the. Oh God, I forgot the road. Well, it might be a good reason why I forgot the road.
Yeah, don't talk about it.
But I mean, the house has been bulldozed by now.
Oh, okay,
we definitely went in there. There were some broken windows. The door was like half ajar. Kicked the door open, but didn't really want to step too much further in there because there was like mattresses like that were kind of falling apart.
Oh yeah,
spiral staircase that we kind of went to go up. There was like mirror shards all over the place, just like. Yeah, I mean, because for me, it's like now I have a thought of like, do I want to go in here and possibly like have fleas or, something jumping on me?
Yep.
But we went into a point where it was all tile at one point, but the tiles were all broken. And about 3 months later, the place was laid waste.
Wow.
Like, it was gone.
Leveled.
It was leveled completely. I have no idea what treasures were in there, but I guarantee they were... rotting.
Yeah. I guarantee you they were fucking sick.
I mean, like, there was like a, I remember seeing in the upstairs, like if you at the angle, there was like a dresser with like one of those viewing mirrors, like one of those big oval ones and stuff like that, which I was like, I don't want that. But at the same time, like, could have been worth money at one point, but if you're in a place that's degraded that much, you're don't do it.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to pick up in there.
There's possibly a Wiccan or a witch connected to that mirror. You don't know?
Possibility.
It's one of those things.
I would have picked it up at that point. That's a selling point.
It's one of those things that, like, if you ever watch, like, those ghost videos, there's always somebody looking in the mirror and, like, something peeks out from behind them. And they're like, and then they turn around and it's gone.
And then they record this dust and you're like, you see that dust? Oh, that's an orb.
That's an orb.
Fucking trash.
When I went to the UK last summer... the wedding was being held at like an old, like, British estate. Mm-hmm. And it was being held in like an old tithe barn that had been converted to an event space. But I just like wandered around the gigantic estate. They had a walled in like private garden that like I don't think I had explicit permission to go anywhere. And I just checked doors until I found an unlocked one. So I walked in and I explored their little secret garden. And then there was like a giant bell tower at the top of a giant hill, and I went up there. So
sick.
I opened a couple of sheds, see what was in there. So that's, I did that. It was more on the vein of Tim just going places you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
A lot of people get worried about it, and I'll give you a hint. You just go, sorry, I'm lost. Or you just apologize.
Yeah.
If they just say you're not allowed here, oh, sorry. I
didn't know I could be here.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
What's Well, it's like in the past. So I didn't personally go here, but you know that tuberculosis hospital in Maryland? The one that's been closed for a very long time.
I recently drove by that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one that like I would always love to want to go in there, but if you get caught, you're getting arrested pretty quick.
Yes.
That's a government property, I think, essentially.
It's
abandoned.
It's owned by the state, but it is fully abandoned.
But there's guards that actually patrol it and stuff. Yeah. I knew at least
Glendale Hospital.
Yeah, Glendale. Yep. I knew at least one person that went in there and took pictures, and it is interesting. Like, because graffiti is, like, you know, put all in certain places.
Yep.
But it's like the perfect horror.
Yeah.
Because you're in there, you're seeing, like, these dilapidated tables, the broken windows, like...
There's, like, wheelchairs just...
Oh, yeah, the wheelchairs just the tilted hallway. Over. Yeah. It's like Silent Hill in there. I mean, it's kind of cool.
But. Yeah, the guy, there's a few Urbex people that I've watched. One of them was this guy named Dan Bell, that he actually explores, like, abandoned malls. And so he always describes it as like, it's like you time travel.
Yeah, because those videos are really cool.
Yeah, because like all of the stuff is just left over from like the 90s stuff. It's really neat. But he did go into one of those like mental hospitals where they try to like rehabilitate people and stuff like that in order to like help them and stuff. But these people are very, very disturbed by whatever is going on. And the number of like medical records that he would find. And it's just files and files and files of them. And it's just like, why are they that? Like, how did they not move them? Like, whatever happens in those places is horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible.
Could you imagine urban exploring in, like, big Chinese cities? Because they build, like, so vertically.
Superplexes, yeah. Almost.
Like, oh, my God. That's a...
like, abandoned, like, sub-tiers of the cities. God. That'd be so cool.
That's like a... It was the city called... Calhoun, like,
yeah.
Calhoun, the walled city. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about this place?
Yeah,
it is so when the British were fighting like the Chinese forces and they were pushing back on each other a bunch, the city just decided to like self-govern at one point. And because of that, they had all their own laws. They didn't accept any help from the British or the Chinese governments at the time and stuff like that. And so they just separated themselves and they continued to just build up and into themselves. Mm-hmm. And so there are some pictures of it, but a lot of the places were if you were like a failed dentist, you could just go live there and just do dentistry.
Huh.
Because they didn't care if you had a license. Oh, like, wow. There was no regulation like that. And I'm like, I would kill to have any videos of that place.
Yeah. Oh, see, I thought you were about to say, I'll kill to do dentistry. I don't need a license. I can just go over there and do it.
This is a place in China?
It was. Okay. As the Chinese Communist Party does, they bulldozed it. They say get out or we'll bulldoze it, and everybody left. But that's the thing, is that you can't go there anymore, and it's just lost to time. And I'm like, oh my god, somebody has to have something. No, it's just gone.
It felt like gang rule. It was essentially a crime city.
It's
just one of those places. But that's the thing. I want to just see. I obviously don't want to go there. That would be horrible. That'd be horrible, and I would not fare well.
I would be king.
Guys, is this water filtered?
Where's my liquid? Where's my Spindrift?
I just need a single Powerade. Does anybody have a Powerade? I need electrolytes.
I feel like I'm getting scurvy.
I've got some blue liquid for you.
I'll drink.
My kidneys hurt.
You're now addicted to ketamine.
My kidneys are hurting.
But I gotta say, the reason why I checked out the place next door was because I wanted to see how structurally sound it was and stuff like that. So I stepped very carefully. And I wanted to see if there's any dread race in there. And there wasn't. However, there is one here.
For your sake, I'm glad you didn't find any dread wraiths.
Because you would have brought it here.
That would have been really unfortunate if we had this whole recording weekend and then I died to a ghost.
Yeah. Right?
What happened to Jake?
We found Jake's withered husk in an abandoned building.
Hey, guys, I went into the abandoned building on the other side of the way and I found this, like, cup. And it, like, when I picked it up, there was, like, a weird women's scream. And so I decided to bring it to the podcast.
Here, fuck! Everyone drink from it.
You will see the light.
So this dread wraith in our game, however, is looming over Kezra. Now, Kezra, you just got a bunch of healing, so you're doing a lot better than you were.
Yep.
But it is your turn.
All right. I stand up from prone.
Okay. God. I don't remember if he took an attack of opportunity last time.
He did. Don't worry about it.
He took it on drop dead, but that was the previous round.
Okay, so...
I guess he has it.
Because he has it.
Because I haven't done anything.
Well, I'll go, let's go ahead and roll and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he definitely has it.
Okay. So, striking out at you, 34 to hit.
Hit.
Okay.
You got retributive?
I think I do.
It's called liberating step.
Yes, because you didn't use it on Grimshaw. You didn't use it on Elk, and you have... You didn't use it on Elk, and you haven't used it on me.
Yeah.
I only know my shit, okay?
11 void.
So, retributive strike. Liberating step. You get a step if you want a step.
Liberating step.
Liberating strike?
Will step. I'm gonna...
Retributive step.
Yeah, I'll just step closer to Grimshaw to the left, moving closer to Benson.
Okay.
And the Rakshasha show.
Well, I'm going to step away from you to the south.
Whatever, man.
I don't care what you do with your free reaction.
And I will cast a fifth level Blazing Bolts. One at each enemy.
Blazing Bolts.
All right. My last fifth level spell.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
So, against the Wraith first.
Okay, and this is going against what save?
This is my shadow save.
Or just AC. I don't know. I don't know what you feel like doing, but...
It can be Fortitude, Reflex, or...
regular AC.
Or yeah. AC, yeah.
We know its AC is 29.
That's true. Reflex, maybe?
I'll go against its... Reflex.
Okay.
Well, the Rakshasa's reflex is superhuman.
Yeah.
So
I don't see why I can't choose a different one for the Rakshasa.
Yeah, but I think the thing is like the 4-2 for the Rakshasa.
Probably not. That's probably because it has to be for the spell.
Right. Right.
Oh yeah, but not individual.
It would seem a little busted if he could just pick and choose.
I'll just go against AC on both of them because I don't really know if I have an advantage on the saves.
Fair enough. Okay. So what was your attack on the Wraith?
It would be 32.
That's a hit.
All right. And where's my roller? Nope, not that one. All right. 38 on the Wraith.
38. It is dead.
Oh my god, yes.
Yes.
Oh. That's what we needed.
We fucking needed Kelly. Kelly's already MVP.
Oh my god, so I step and just blast of fire comes out and it just goes straight through and it just fades into the ether.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Alright. Rakshasa, come on. I haven't had a natural 20 in a while.
Yeah?
It's 12.
Yeah? What is it?
You just add the number, Kelly.
I'm debating on whether to use a hero point.
It's basic addiction.
It's basic addiction.
I mean, I'm rolling
so,
die.
I'm so addicted to casting spells.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
The Wraith isn't dead. I only had one action. I was stunned, too.
Oh.
So I moved. I stood up, that's all, and then I got the retributive. I got the liberating stuff.
He just stood up.
So
just stood
up. I okay. Get my spell back, but
that's true.
Doesn't help anything.
Way nope. To be. Well, hey, being honest.
Yep.
I was done too, from the crit.
Well, unfortunately, it is now the Dread Race turn.
Oh.
Why'd you have to be honest, Kelly?
I'm nothing if not fair.
Okay. Spectral hand at you, Kezra. It is fatigued. Oh, it doesn't matter. It was a 35 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. 13 void.
Alright.
Second attack. Luckily, it still has temporary hit points, so I don't need to worry about the 14 saves for you or the temporary hit points right now, so...
I don't even need to worry!
Don't need to worry about that. 27 to hit.
Miss.
Okay. And last attack. Total miss. Okay.
Alright.
Next, it comes to the Rakshasa at the top of the round. It is... Yeah, it. Benson just critted last turn, so it's just like, how are you not finished yet? It is going to... I know it has mirror image on, so I don't need to worry about that. Let's see. I don't know if we rolled for that stuff last time, but it's okay.
What stuff?
It cast a mirror image before walking over, and then you attacked it twice.
It wouldn't have mattered though if he crit it, then it would have destroyed and hit. So
okay. Oh right,
okay. So, one of the images is destroyed.
Right, well. right. Okay, sick. So it still has.
That's the caveat.
It still has one mirror image left. Then
heck yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. In which case, I'll put that on there. Okay. You were still alive.
I do happen to be alive.
It is going to go behind you, and it's going to cast a shadow blast in the direction of you and Kezra.
Oh.
All right.
Shadow blast. He's going to do piercing. So these like shadowy spikes come out of the floor and ceiling in a direction towards you guys. So I need to. Let me see.
Oh, he's doing a shadow blast?
Yeah, shadow blast. Fuck. So I believe I think it's a reflex save.
I thought it was it's reflex.
Yeah.
This is on all of us, right?
No, just Benson and Kezra.
Isn't that what that Lich did? Or was that something else?
No, that was Eclipse Burst.
Oh, Eclipse Burst. That was, yeah.
No, the other Rakshasas did have Shadow Blast, so you've seen this one before.
I'm using my hero point.
Okay.
All right.
What's going through Kezra's mind?
Worse.
Ugh.
All right, that's it for these dice.
Okay.
It's a good run.
John, what'd you get?
32.
32. It's a good run. That's a fail.
Actually, I get a +2 to that because of my armor bonus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then success. So
I rolled a fucking 17. Holy
wow.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, and then, Kezra, what'd you get total?
22.
Oh, that's a crit fail. All right, so I rolled the damage, and it was 31 piercing.
62. I have one hit point left.
Oh my god!
In this combat, I have at separate times had 4 hit points 3 times, and now I have 1 hit point.
Well, damn.
Okay.
Okay. That was his turn.
It's unreal.
Benson.
Come on, natural 20.
Do I swing with the fences or do I heal Kezra?
That's a good question.
It would take you 2 actions to get to me. That would be your whole turn.
Mm-hmm. Swing, baby, swing.
Then he has
Grimshaw. You have potions you can give him, right?
I don't. Maybe we should keep him up. Because next Rakshasa attack, you're down.
We still have to deal with his Wraith.
Yeah.
Yep.
Heal.
At least you would have. We would be close together again, which could help for the reactions. Cluster up.
Yeah, I mean, if we clustered up, then you could do your retributive strike. We could all get hits on it if it tries to attack.
We could potentially take the Dread Wraith down before its next turn if it takes an AOL.
I will take. I'm going to take an attack of opportunity from this Rakshasa.
I mean, you can take it. You got triple digits, right?
He doesn't have an AOL.
Nope. It did not.
I do not have triple digits.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Rakshasa did not have that. You would know from fighting before, they have that scoff of the divine thing. So if you did like battle prayer was something it could like.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was like, with Jake about to be like, by the way.
The thing is though, is this guy does not have to be in melee to damage us. I'm currently in melee with him.
Right.
So if I pull off and come to you guys, the clustering doesn't necessarily matter.
Yeah.
He'll almost certainly do 36. Like, you'll heal me for 36. He'll almost certainly do 37 damage on me on my next turn anyway.
All right, well then
you
just...
have any healing?
No. I'm tapped.
Fuck.
I got a silver tongue mutagen.
You have to do damage. Like, Kezra can do what he can do.
You want me to just stay and swing?
You gotta kill him.
Oh, wait, I have my faith tattoo. I have healing.
Okay. Oh, yeah, shit, that's good.
Yeah, I forgot about
Faith
that.
Faith tattoo is pretty solid.
Yeah. Okay, that's still a good roll, but I've got the 20 staring at me.
Oh.
So it's a 14 on the die for the swing.
Okay.
So plus 35. 21,
35, okay, that's it.
I'm so nervous. Come on.
Oh, roll against the mirror image as well.
Right. What is that, D4?
D4 or D6. You just want to get on the lower half.
One.
There we go. All right, you hit. So mirror image still up, but you do make it through.
Beautiful.
Okay. Still using a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
16 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And I will swing again. 16. Tim, these dice are fucking sick.
Lack of workshop.
Must be nice.
I was about to say, as I look at my 4 that's still here.
32.
32 against him is a miss.
That was a 16 on the die.
Well, that breaks a mirror.
Yeah, it does. Bye-bye, so, mirror image.
No more mirrors.
Last action.
Hero.
Benson is going to use a lay on hands on himself.
Okay.
I've got one more in the pipe and my healing gloves.
Alrighty. Mr. Benson, Grimshaw.
You have to kill him. You have to kill this Wraith.
You got turret. Ghost touch.
I, gonna use that faith tattoo.
Oh, yeah, that too.
And that is 2 actions to cast a 3rd level heal.
Okay.
So that's gonna be for 3d8 plus 24.
Fuck yeah.
It's a pretty solid heal.
I mean, it's solid if you roll well.
That applies to any roll, but yeah.
Oh. 40 points of healing.
That should keep me up a little bit.
Grimshaw feels a tingling of gold in his pocket. Maybe old Addy from beyond the grave is helping out. Poor little Kezikez. And then with my last action, Milady, we have to take this out. We have to guide my swing.
Come on, natural 20.
Oh no! What was that?
Is that a face?
It's a natural 1.
Oh,
you have a hero point.
Gosh. I have a hero point.
Yes.
Oh, I have a hero point.
It's the time to use it.
Switching die.
I feel like I'm turning into Tim right now. Like, do you have a hero point?
You have a hero point. Hero point.
So as this, he's calling upon Milani to guide his swing. And in that moment, he sees the blue light twinkle to the side. And at the last minute, he calls upon the Chrono Worm instead.
Oh.
Oh. And I get a 33 to hit.
Okay, that is a hit.
roll some good damage here.
So, like, as you said, he calls out the Milani, and she ignores him again.
Of the many times.
Keep leaving me on red.
12 points of damage.
All right.
I barely got through the temporary hit points.
Ghost touch.
Ugh. That is brutal.
Okay. Elkwood.
Turn.
Yes, it is now Elkwood's turn.
Okay.
How's Reddit looking today?
I haven't checked it because it depresses the living shit out of me.
That's true. Yeah, that's why I haven't gotten
it. Well, I haven't gone on it in a while.
I would imagine this game currently is also depressing the shit out of you.
Well, this is fantasy. There is reality.
Yeah, that's...
So, actually, Elkwood, like I said, like Vimir is there, but he can't do anything.
Yeah.
So he's just kind of like doing that thing like where you have like an animal that's confused and just kind of like bumping him. Nothing's happening.
Yep. Okay. Kezra, your turn.
It did not take an AOO on Grimshaw, right?
Did not.
Alright.
seems to want you.
Kezra is going to attempt to stride out of distance of this thing.
Okay. And the AOO.
Ass.
Why you gotta be a piece of shit, Jake?
He's smiling.
Missed anyway, don't worry about it.
Yay!
Oh, thank God.
Oh my god.
All right. All right, so I move over closer to Benson.
Okay.
So I can get a clearer shot on this Akshasha.
Yeah. So you sort of walk up the stairs a little bit.
Yeah, walk up the stairs. And now I will do the Blazing Bolt.
Okay.
There we go.
Fifth level, last fifth level spell. 2 attack rolls.
Come on.
Both on the Rakshasa?
you can't target the same target twice with Blazing Bolt.
Oh, so you have to split it.
Yeah, yeah. It's the one where you get up to three actions, and you can target up to three different creatures.
Oh, cool.
But you don't get any map.
It's kind of like Magic
Missile. Oh, you don't?
Map, sick. Yeah, yeah, map only applies after all the rolls have been made.
That's actually insane.
No, it's pretty solid.
Two full power blasts.
Yeah, that's
so it is like Magic Missile.
A little bit, yeah. But yeah, that's also the exact reason why you can't target one creature with it, because
yeah.
Yeah.
That would be really
instant
broken.
Burned down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I moved. Blazing Bolt on the Wraith is an 18 on the die for 37.
Okay,
that's what we needed, brother.
Let's do it.
All the temp HP is down.
Burn it to the fucking ground.
Oh, true.
28 yep. damage. Pretty poor roll.
Now it is dead.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Woo!
Incineration. My God.
Oh, my gosh.
We needed that so bad.
Oh, yeah, that Wraith was... Yeah, the
annoying.
The bolt goes through its chest, and you see it just, like, dissipate into smoke and nothingness.
Attack on the Rakshasha.
Okay.
Oh, another good roll. So I should at least hit 34.
34, it's a hit.
Oh yeah.
All right, what do we get? 32 damage.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I mean, Benson and Kezra have been chipping down the Rakshasa. Like, it cannot have much left.
No, he's critically succeeded on both of my breaths.
Yeah, he hasn't done it. That's the first time he's damaged it.
I damaged him with the chain lightning, that's it.
I forgot.
And also, he has resistances, so I'm probably barely chipping.
He took full damage from the chain lightning, though, which was
he
nice.
He did.
Oh,
yeah.
Did he?
Yeah,
okay,
he took all 62 of that.
Yep. Okay.
Or whatever I rolled. Wait. I forgot. That was a 5th level spell. Another 5 damage.
Oh, because you're...
I keep forgetting to add the sorcerer potency.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Sick.
Okay.
So, another 5 damage.
All right. It does come to the Rakshasa's turn now.
I gotta remember that all the chain lightning. So that's 6 extra damage I miss.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. It is going to... it just wants to deal damage.
Oh, shit. It's terrifying.
Which is why this is just so annoying. Because he has so much other stuff. Okay, here's what he's going to do. He's going to cast an... He's going to put his hands out, and a mind wave comes out. And I need... is Grimshaw within... Grimshaw's not within range, so I need Benson and Kezra to make me will saves.
Oh, God. I think Jake learned, though. Will saves.
I switched to my green dice, and I rolled a 16 and a 15?
Yeah.
We're back, baby. 17.
Woo! You literally just cannot roll any other dice.
34.
34 is success.
Yes!
And John, what did you get?
35.
35, oh, success.
Wow. Crit success.
So you are both... nothing happens to you, Kezra. You, however, are stunned one.
That's not bad.
Synaptic pulse went out.
Oh, cool.
So, that guy.
And it affects your minds. Well, not Benson, but he will strike out at Benson with a claw.
Backwards claw.
Give it to me.
I really just can never change dice.
It kind of sucks. But, I mean, I guess if you're not a dice goblin, it doesn't
matter.
I'll
keep trying other dice, but just to see if the experiment keeps going. But it's like clockwork. I cannot remember the last time I ever use other dice consistently.
Yeah.
Actually, he's going to try to bite you with his orangutan jowl.
Gross.
44 to hit.
Oh, my God.
That is just a crit.
Whoa.
That's
is hard to crit Benson.
It is very hard.
Yep, that's the first time I've seen him crit in a long time.
Yeah, on not a nat 20. Yeah.
He clearly bit your fucking face with 68 points of piercing damage.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Yep.
I mean, have you ever seen, like, the teeth of an orangutan?
They're
or like
inches long.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrifying.
It's okay. That I'm the person that should take these hits.
Yeah.
But now Grimshaw can also, like, you know, put him in full Nelson. And then...
Okay. That was his turn. Benson. Your turn.
Benson.
I believe this is your last round of sickened as well.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You need to move to the other side.
Yeah,
so
that's what
Grimshaw
I'm going. That's what I'm doing. But do I do that heal? Yeah. Benson jumps right behind him using the same tactic this Rakshasa keeps doing to Benson. And he just screams out. His face is fucking bloody. His faceplate has been pressed in with the force of that bite, but the battle fury is fully on Benson, and he just screams out to Grimshaw, "The other side!" As he heals himself and will take one attack.
Question, is the lay on hands, is that divine? Do we decide if that was divine?
I don't think it had a specific.
I remember
title.
It's like one of the weird ones that just has like no traits.
Yeah.
Because it is not divine.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Because he would have spit on you.
Fuck.
All right. Well, that was a 7 on the die. So. Okay. Unless a 28 hits.
Nope.
Okay. I've got a bit more health.
Okay.
We are in a position where we can flank this motherfucker.
Okay.
I'm going to smash him.
All right. Grimshaw.
Grimshaw heeds the words of the captain of the battle. Actually, let me see how many actions it'll take me. I think I might be just out of one action. You have to use 2 move actions to get into flanking, but it is worth it for the full attack bonus. Grimshaw calls out, "Let's finish this, Benson." And he looks at the Raja Rakshasa. "Time for you to join your kin."
What was that?
Another nat 1.
Oh my gosh.
Do you have a hero?
No, I don't.
God damn it.
Oh no, Kelly. No. Pick a good one. I mean, a bad one. I mean...
Okay, not bad. Go for the eyes. You are dazzled until the end of your next turn.
Okay. As far as it goes, that's not terrible.
Yeah, it's like a DC 5 for all my attacks.
Yep.
Yeah, not terrible, but...
We'll take it.
Okay.
Woof.
We take those.
All right. Was that all your actions?
Yep.
Okay. Elkwood?
Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing stuff. No, I'm not. Actually, I'm not doing a damn thing. He's just gonna be, again, it's the same thing, just, Vamir's just kind of...
Hit the gritty outside?
Yeah, both of them. It's kind of weird to see a vulture do that. But, yeah, no, it's the same thing, it's kind of like he's being nudged. I mean, like, even, okay, so, like, this is the thing, even if the Rakshasa is killed, he's still technically under the effects of Dominate. It doesn't go away. So he's kind of... like a vegetable for the moment.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Dominate says until you do your next daily preparations.
Yeah,
I don't know, because
I think the spell would be broken.
I would think so too.
If he dies,
I would think so too.
Okay,
but
I
like
would
at the
hope
same
so.
Time, I'm like, because he doesn't get the chance to do the daily. I don't know. You know what? Look it up.
We'll think about it later.
Yeah,
he can't do anything anyway.
Can't do anything anyway.
I'm just going to sip my drink.
Kezra can do something.
Kezra. God, he's looking bad. But he's been healed. He's been brought back. He holds up the Staff of Death again. And you see some lightning channel from him into the staff as it converts into necrotic energy as he recharges the staff a little bit with a 4th level spell.
Ooh.
To allow him to cast Vision of Death again.
Okay.
So I use a 4th level spell. So I can only spend. So I only need to spend 1 point instead of 4 points on the spell. I know it's a will save. He's probably good at it, but mm-hmm. The payoff is great if he even if he just succeeds, it's still good.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so will save from him. That is going to be a 39.
Exactly a critical.
God.
Yeah, I think Rakshasas are actually fairly willful.
All their saves are obscene. Yeah.
All the saves in AC. They're all
it was like the first time we fought a dragon in our D&D campaign,
yeah.
And we were like Caleb was with us, and he was like, "Well, what are they bad at?" It's like they're good at everything.
Yeah,
they're dragons.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And I was stunned. So,
just
the 2 actions.
Okay,
it's like they're bad at being humble.
Yeah,
I guess.
Humble yourself or be exalted. I don't know.
Rakshasa's turn. Kind of neat spells does he still have? Oh, he has... I casted that. Okay, so take one out of there. Okay. He's going to step on Benson again. This is the little flank shuffle that always happens in combat. And he's going to do a Shadow Blast again. So a line to hit all 3 of you.
Fuck.
A cone?
It's a line. Shadow Blast is one of those ones where you can do, like, whatever. It's you can do... Yeah, it says, I guess, yeah, the 30-foot cone, 15-foot burst within 120 feet, 50-foot line.
So. Whatever the fuck
you can hit us with any orientation.
Yeah, yeah, whatever I want. So.
Yeah, okay. I was just seeing Grimshaw. I was like, if you're trying to hit.
So,
okay.
Reflex saves against the shadow spikes that are coming out.
Not as good. I failed.
32.
2, fail.
28.
Fail.
29.
Fail. Alright. There's all shadowy piercing damage amounting to 36.
Alright.
Alright, can you liberate step that?
Wait, I could retrieve strike that, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's within, well, I can't reach Kezra.
You can't do it to Kezra, but Grimshaw can do it to me, because he's within 15 of
And of you him. Could do it to me.
You could paladin chain.
You can...
they're perfectly separated enough to where they can chain it. It's so funny.
This
chain
this
the ability.
Dumb shit.
Wait, do I have to be within 15 feet of him or you?
Well,
just my aura. My aura is 15 feet around me.
Yeah.
So I can liberating step you.
Yeah.
Kezra.
Oh my god.
And then
I can retributive strike you.
Yes.
That's so stupid.
So Grimshaw just reaches out his hand to Benson. Benson, take my hand. The paladin chain.
Well, no, you can't lower my damage.
I know. You're lowering mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he's lowering hands. His. Bam. Yeah.
How much total damage was it again?
32? I said it was 36.
36.
So I only take 23.
That's so stupid.
And then you only take 23.
A little bit.
You get a free step if you want.
I'll step closer to you guys.
And then I get a free step if I want.
So you step closer.
You can step away from Kezra.
Get away from me.
I don't want to destroy the chain, but I do want to close in on that.
You want to destroy the chain. You're still there, 15 feet from a Kezra.
That's true. Yeah. Good point.
Tim, hit me with a 17 and 21.
38. 38, that's a hit.
Yeah.
That is... Oh, only 11 points of bludgeoning.
Okay. And that is the end of his turn. Comes to Benson.
Big round here.
Oh my god, yes.
Yep.
Big round here.
We're doing the shuffle. Benson looks fucked up, by the way.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
We're gonna swing.
Okay.
It's a miss. I have one more action.
Don't have any more lay on hands.
I've got healer's gloves, but... I'm gonna swing. Fifteen on the die.
Mm-hmm.
For 32.
32 is a miss, yep.
Damn.
Grimshaw.
Grimshaw, it is your turn. I imagine you're taking a step to get flank in there.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Step to flank.
He's like, no.
No.
I want a challenge.
No.
And I'm on my third D20 today.
He's just cycling through these.
I'm just cycling. I'm going back to my sky blue and white. I haven't rolled these ones in like probably over like a couple years now. So we'll see if they win my favor today. Just 30.
30, yep. That's a miss.
So, all right, so steps.
Even five, off guard. That's still a miss, yeah.
I'm gonna try again.
Okay.
You know, gotta get that net 20, as they say. It was only 18, and that would have been a hit, but it went to a 5, so I missed.
One more.
Terrible, guys. Terrible.
I've taken more than 130 points of damage this fight, you asshole.
Degrading you, I'm just sad.
I'm not degrading you, I'm just insulting you. Because I'm angry.
I wish you didn't roll like such big pussies.
I do too.
Elkwood, do you want to do anything in your turn?
Same shit, basically. I mean, again, it's kind of like the pet that's just like,
yeah,
come on, wake up. Come
Wait
on,
a second.
Oh.
Elkwood is level 11.
Okay.
Is the Raja Rakshasa a higher level than Elkwood?
Yes.
Yes.
We already talked about that.
Nice try, Tim.
Is this boss higher level than us?
He's actually level 9. Weird.
Okay. Then it goes to Kezra.
Kezra closes in on the Rakshasa. So we're now surrounding him, but no longer in a clean line with him, which is good. And he will again channel energy into the staff. And he will sacrifice a third level spell and reach out with a necrotic hand to try to touch him. Roll a fortitude save.
Okay.
Fail it.
Come on, Jake. Fail it.
Just fail it.
I'm going to see what the dice say. 38.
God damn it.
It's a success, but not a critical success.
Oh, okay. Woo-hoo.
Thank God.
So it'll be half damage.
Oh, what spell is this?
Vampiric Feast.
Mm-hmm.
So ooh. Half damage is 12.
Okay.
And I get 6 temporary hit points.
You'll live forever.
It's better than nothing.
All right. After you, it comes to his turn again.
His turn's going fast.
He's surrounded by all of you, but he's going to step behind Kezra instead and do a cone.
Oh.
So let me make sure I have...
One action move, okay.
Yep. I think you have to choose your target, because a cone, it goes from 1 square, 2 square, 3 square, right? So you can't get both Benson and Grimshaw?
No, I think that's how a 15-foot cone goes. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a...
Maybe you could draw it.
Or a 15-foot burst. I mean, he's... however you want to do it, he's getting all of your stuff. Yeah.
Okay. He's doing the shadow thing, yeah.
Reflex saves, please.
I don't like this. Wait! We can use the paladin chain again.
Yes,
technically.
I do want to pour everything into Kezra. All
yeah. Right. So in the turn order for the reactions, it would be Benson first,
yep.
And then Grimshaw. So I guess all right. Well, let's do the damage first, and then we'll do the reactions. What were the reflex saves, Benson? What'd you get?
34.
The success.
25.
That is a fail, not a critical fail.
I am surprised.
Okay, and then...
32
is a fail.
Damn. Fuck.
Okay.
We have another code for our Black Oak Workshop dice giveaway. You already know what it is. Dice Goblin. Head on over to the Discord and go to the giveaways thread and enter in the code Dice Goblin for extra entries. Good luck.
34 points of damage.
Okay.
It's 20 retributive. Wait, Tim. If you liberating step me, I can get up.
We do it. Remember, do reactions in turn order.
Yeah,
so
they
Benson's
go in turn order
first.
Yeah, as what I was saying that.
Yeah.
It because you're first in initiative, it will allow Kezra to get an attack off.
Yeah.
But you can't like get.
I get damage reduction once or twice.
Twice. I'm gonna. We're resolving Benson's first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. Reputative strike. Go ahead.
So you can take the damages. You know, get 26 off the damage, and then we'll do the other stuff.
Yep.
All right. So I guess get a strike with the claw.
Yeah, the Copenhagen claw.
Natural 6. They keep running into the shitty dice.
Well, that's why you keep
that's the problem. They keep associating with each other.
That sounds like a personal problem. Like you could have moved those dice at any
no,
time.
No, I know. I should have. Blaming myself. I'm an idiot.
Skill issue.
Did Kelly just admit to it on air?
Yeah, so totally missed.
Okay. And then. So,
and now, liberating step.
Yep.
So I'm going to take a step to the north, get in a melee. With the Raza Rakshasa. You can take a step as well, Benson. Free step. Kezra gets a step.
Okay, everybody steps together, circling him some more.
He's just like, oh,
no,
God.
No flanking, unfortunately.
So you said it was originally 36 damage?
Yes.
So I take 10?
Yep.
34.
34, so 8.
Nice.
Well, I think this guy's just like, wait, why are you all moving?
Stop. How are you moving like that?
Advance.
So coordinated.
We have him. We can take him out.
Because we're a team. Benson, it's your turn.
We believe in friendship.
Are you going to move into flanking with Kezra?
Yeah, of course I'm going to do that.
He's like, no.
Oh, with me, perfect. Even better.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you can do flanking with other one, but obviously Grimshaw's going to be the better flanker.
Yeah, because Kezra blasts spells.
Yeah.
So with flanking, that's 35.
that's it.
Yes.
All right.
Ten points of slashing. That is such a bad roll. Or not bludgeoning. Sorry.
None of that goes through.
Oh.
Yeah. He
has. Wow.
Pretty messed up.
Yep. Resistances. Okay.
Second swing.
All we need is one more nat 20. We got him.
34.
Another 34. That is a hit. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go.
15 points of bludgeoning.
Okay.
That's probably only 5 damage.
He's got so much fucking health
yeah,
left.
I'm pretty sure it is 10 resistance.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Grimshaw, you're already in flanking.
I'm already in flanking, so I'm going to spend one action. I think I have to switch dice again, right? Like, I feel like I'm on my fourth D20.
Yeah, how many D20s do you have to...
There's a graveyard. All right.
It's not Dice Jail. It's Dice Graveyard.
Dice Graveyard.
I swear to God, Tim.
It was on the 17.
Uh-huh.
It was on the 17.
And
it went to the 7.
Okay.
I miss.
Okay.
So I'm going to use my two actions to use a Void Warp.
Okay.
So please make me a Fortitude save.
Fortitudinous saveness.
Could always get a natural one. You never know.
I didn't. 35.
God damn it.
So what that's going to be is that's going to be a basic, so it's going to be a regular success, so regular? I get to do half damage. At least, as long as, I mean, it's spell, so maybe it goes through. I hope they only have
physical. Yeah, those go through.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right.
I calculate those D4s.
It's just so many.
14 points. Oh, wait, half. 7 points of void damage.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my turn.
That's about how much damage I'm doing per swing.
Right?
Yeah.
On good rolls.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know spells get through. It's just that Kezra just hasn't had the swing with it, so.
It's almost like you're blaming Kezra.
Just
roll better.
I'm gonna reference a Detroiters episode we watched last night, and Elkwood is crying an ocean of tears.
Yep, an ocean of tears. Don't ask me why. Just don't ask me why.
Kezra, it's your turn.
All right, Kezra has to do as much damage as possible. His eyes flash with blue as he casts Shore Strike, and then he will cast a fourth level Blazing Bolt.
Ooh. All right,
let's go. Okay.
So two chances at a crit here.
Come on.
Come on.
Nat 20.
Nat 19.
Ooh, okay. Shit.
So just roll a 20 okay. Right now.
Yeah.
8. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right.
total is 38.
38. That's a hit.
Come on.
Yeah, crit's not coming.
All right, that's pretty
no,
good.
No, not unless you roll 20.
28 damage on 86.
Okay. All right.
So much health.
Health resistances. The resistances is where a lot of his health pool gets, like, buffered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's essentially a second health bar.
Right.
Yeah. That's why things like the Monk's Flurry of Blows, because of the fact that it says combined. That's when that gets so strong, because when you start seeing this stuff and you're like, every single attack gets minus 10.
Yeah.
All right. He... top around 11, by the way. If you've wondered how long this has been going, over a minute.
Wow.
That's
actually good to know.
This is like a legit long combat like you'd see in a movie.
Yeah.
They're like attacking each other, blood's just like flying out of their
mouths. And this is like the trading blows slugfest.
Yeah. Okay, he is going to... he's not feeling great, so he's going to cast Mirror Image.
Oh my god, dude!
He has a will.
Yeah.
And then
all of his spell slots, Mirror Image.
And then he is going to run through the open curtain, and he's going to stand in the middle of the hallway, in order to make it so you guys can't flank him. So he's standing in the hallway now. And so now you guys won't be able to get around him, not easily, but you guys can get around him by trying to, like, tumble through or something.
Yeah.
But he's positioned himself in the hallway to be able to hold you guys off. Look, the last thing I searched was mirror image.
We got him on the run.
Yeah, I mean, that's a kind of a good sign, though. That's Kezzer. He's panicking a little bit.
That's Kezzer coughs up a bunch of black blood.
Shall rue the day you've messed with me.
Hey, what's his name?
My name is Vaklish. My best friend here knows that. And he points it upward.
Just nothing. See? He agrees.
He's crying for me.
An ocean of tears.
An ocean of tears. Tell me the story. The stories suck. Anyway, Benson Black.
Benson, literally just leaking blood, just runs after this guy.
Okay, he's in the hallway. I said the curtain was open, so don't worry about, like, actions for that or whatever. Not gonna be that mean.
First attack is a 33.
That's a hit.
Thank fuck Christ.
Mirror image, though, so.
Oh, yeah. What do I
have? Oh, yep. Mirror image.
Four. Sorry.
So it's a.
Took out an image. Lower's better.
Yep. So it took out an image.
Well, I mean, you still roll. Like, if you get a natural 20, you hit him and destroy near image.
Natural one.
Oh, jeez.
Hero point?
Yeah, hero point.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I know you had like a couple. So
yeah.
What's going through Benson's mind as he calls upon some heroism inside of himself?
He sees this being in front of him. He feels Benson is dying, but he recalls a point in his life where it was even worse. But he still stood up and he just charged forward. He sees not a orangutan rakshasa. He sees a being in black armor on a groomed grounds field with the full moon in light, and he thinks he's charging to his death.
Whoa. That's so metal.
Another 33.
Okay. All right. That's a hit.
Wow.
Oh, mirror image? Mirror image?
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Two.
So one of the mirror, take another out mirror image.
Mirror image.
Just take them out.
That means there's only one mirror image left,
that's
right?
That's my turn.
That's the turn.
Hey, that's a good turn.
Grimshaw.
Grimshaw is going to... can I occupy the space directly east of him?
Yeah. So, yeah, those spaces are open.
All right. Just check.
I'm just thinking. No.
No.
But Kezra can.
All right, so I'm going to get that space directly east of him. I'm going to roll a deception to feint.
Against
his perception DC. 27.
Definitely a miss.
Yep. You know, I gotta go back to the chonk. The chonk has
medium.
Only let me down, so I'm gonna
medium
go back
chonk
to it. Medium. It's not a mega chonk, just a chonk. So this is just against full AC Morningstar Milani. 13 on the die for a 34.
That's a hit.
And I will roll for mirror image.
Okay.
Old Faithful, my one of my first dice sets, little red. Took out a mirror image.
Okay.
Mirror image is gone.
Last mirror image is gone.
That's my turn.
Blow him up, Kezra.
There's only one target. You know what to do.
All right.
Kezra's like, I have electric arm.
Kezra's powers. Kezra's powers are clearly fading.
Pew pew.
I can't do short strike again because Pizer nerfed it.
Oh, it's like once every 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
It was a very strong spell.
Yeah, they listened to our podcast and they were like, "Wow, that is overpowered."
Yeah. So, in that case, I will close.
Okay.
On him. And actually, no, fuck that. I'm fine where I was. I have a clear shot to him. I will do a third rank blazing bolt.
Okay.
Come on, just a good roll. Just a really fucking good roll.
Kelly is clearing the path of the dice.
Natural two.
Good roll.
No hero points at all?
No.
Okay.
Used it earlier.
Okay.
Last action, I'll
Crying is a free action, by the way.
I've been doing that for a while.
I move out of sight of him. I move behind this wall.
Okay.
That's good.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. Or I'll move, I think this one's
more. Okay. All right. So you're getting out of line of sight.
He can't get me now.
Okay.
You skipped me, by the way.
But what do you
trust
want to
me,
do?
Dude. We didn't.
You skipped me.
This thing is so fucking hard to hit.
Yep. Okay.
He could command Elkwood for some backup.
Nah. Well, I mean, if he does.
Could. If he was stupid.
If he was stupid, because then that would...
His will save's not great.
Well, thank you. But yeah. Ow.
Could you imagine if Jake's like, all right, Mark Natty wants the will save, shoots Greg Benson and kills him. That would be...
Always his plan.
Incredible.
Now, I would say at this point, if Jake's right, that Vimir... puts one claw on him at this point. So,
come on, buddy.
Well, I'm just like, but it's like a grip. So,
okay,
that's it.
Vaklish, I'll just say his name now. Vaklish is going to use a disturbing visage. So, I need you two champions to make me will saves.
Okay,
I'm good.
Okay,
I crushed that one.
Fail. 24.
Alright, you are second.
Awesome. Four rounds, right?
I don't know yet. Don't know yet.
Haven't determined.
It's a D.
Four rounds.
Oh my gosh.
Still haven't seen a squirrel.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure Tim saw the only squirrel on this map.
John killed the only squirrel last night.
It really didn't want me to. Its eyes were like begging me.
The last of my kind, please hear my squirrel words. Last of my line.
I crushed it. You know. The carton of liquid death.
He is going to take a piece of rubble from the back of the room and telekinetic projectile it to the back of Benson's head.
Man, we really are slugging blows.
at this point.
Okay.
You have spikes on your shield, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to have to start using them.
Cool. The 42 to hit.
It's not a crit.
Okay. Oh,
that's horrifying. Oh my god.
38 points of damage.
Three spikes break from my shield as I use those, but I'm still taking some of that damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to liberating step, and you get 13 off of that.
Okay, so I'm not taking any of the damage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
There we are.
How much does one spike do again?
Five.
Okay.
Five or six, 13, or something. 28. So
that's pretty solid.
It's fucking.
And they regrow, like,
yes.
every morning.
Every day.
Yep.
They erect every morning.
Just like me.
It's going hard.
Sorry, I got a bunch of morning spike this morning.
You thought you heard me snoring. It was just relentless jacking.
So, do you need to call a doctor? Or are you okay?
Well, Benson, why did you jack up this Rakshasa?
I'm hoping, man.
No mirror images.
So, Mark, what kind of memes have you come across on Reddit?
I haven't been on Reddit.
Three misses.
Oh,
wow.
Gosh. Man.
Fuck.
All up the Grimshaw.
It is up the Grimshaw.
I rolled a 2, a 3, and a 7.
I'm going to keep the strategy of striking and then attempting to, you know, doing the Void Warp. So first up, going back to Dice Y.
Mm-hmm.
Morningstar Milani. Can't read the dice from there. I have rolled 4 so many times.
And that was another, I guess.
That was another. So, yeah, give me a fortitude save.
Okay.
Say, you can always roll a natural 1. You don't know.
27.
That's a fail.
That's a fail.
There
Whoa,
we go.
Holy okay.
Yeah, I get to... Oh, wow, I see some 4s.
Okay.
You got to calculate these, but yes.
17 points of damage.
Okay.
Void damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, Whoa. That all goes through.
That's better than if I would have struck with my blade. I mean, my star of the morning.
Okay. That was your turn there?
Yep.
Okay. Mark, do you want me to skip you, or...?
No,
okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
No, you're all right.
Oh, I'm good.
I said he's just there.
Okay. Kezzer, your turn.
Dude, I don't know.
Don't you have produce flame or something?
I mean, I still have blazing bolts. So
you still got blazing bolts? All right.
Just do that.
Yeah. Just step into view of him.
And bolt his blaze.
You could just shoot one blazing bolt and then back again.
Well, he had to move to get into line of sight.
I'm gonna go against his reflex DC just to see if it's lower than it took him. Okay. His AC. It has to be his lowest save.
He's crit succeeded on you twice.
Yeah, but
all of this shit is good, dude. I'm trying to find some fucking edge. His AC might be one less or one more than his reflex. That's my bet. So I'm gonna go against reflex. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, respect.
Natural 20.
Yes!
Yes!
Fuck this guy!
Oh my god.
Crit on a spell! Crit on a spell!
I am rock hard.
That's not a spike shit, ladies and
like normal damage.
Crit on a fucking spell attack.
I know. It better be like he turns into a pile of gold.
He turns into gold.
This is really good.
Okay.
Strange goo.
Oh.
Normal damage. Mm-hmm. And the target is restrained using your class DC to try to escape for the escape.
That's not bad.
Okay.
So, normal damage.
Okay.
Which could be...
Could be like 12 damage, right?
It means he'll get all 66. 21 damage.
He dies.
Yes!
Oh,
oh the clip. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That was a lot of pent-up anxiety.
You can't even kill this party. Down a member of the whole combat.
You're capable.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I saw John's hand shaking as he's, like, touching the mouse.
Yeah,
it's like he's trying to disarm a bomb.
Slowly it reaches over to your neck.
That's just like...
So Kesra steps out from behind this wall, and one more blazing bolt, this time engulfed in shadow, and he fires it. And something that happens, it just, like, basically turns into napalm as it hits him. And fiery goo melts him to the ground.
Whoa. Kesra, I've never seen anything like that.
Kesra's hand still, like, smoldering with the residual of the spell, just drops to his knees, throws up. This is like blood, and he is just in awful shape.
Yeah, Benson collapses.
Yeah.
Somebody go find Elk.
Grimshaw's going to go to Elk because he actually has 92 health. I got hit like twice, maybe three times.
Everything was hitting me.
Yeah,
you wanna know how much health I have?
How much?
14.
Oh my god! Oh, that is low.
I
oh my
have
16.
God!
16. Yeah, that was one shadow blast away from two party members down.
All right, let's.
I guess my squirrel sign was for the Rakshas after all.
Yeah, see, and my health, by the way, 117. Because he took me out of combat without damaging me.
Oh my god.
Motherfucker.
The
benefits of not playing.
I know, right? Well, it's like at the you same live. Time. If he, like what? If he hit me while I was dominated, would I be able to roll a save?
It doesn't even say that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So he dies and Elk's just like standing outside.
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah, so I walk over to Grimshaw. I walk over to myself.
I walk over to myself.
Tim like, walks over to Grimshaw.
Hey, Grimshaw, maybe you should check out Elkwood.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So Grimshaw walks over to Elkwood.
Wait, who are you talking to?
Elkwood. Elkwood.
And he just looks and sees Vemir with the claw on him, the vacant expression on Elkwood's face. And Grimshaw recollects that... he's had a little experience with the Dominate spell, you know, brushes with Scarlet Triad. And by the look of Elkwood, he knows that he's going to be like this until tomorrow, at least.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I found on Googling and Reddit and stuff. Just because a spellcaster dies doesn't mean the duration stops.
Yeah.
So it is until tomorrow.
Yeah, so...
So he just sees you there. It seems like Vemir is kind of like... tending to you basically, and he doesn't want to mess with that bird. He's not gonna touch you.
As
Vemir freaks him out.
Yeah, it's like as he like,
I don't like birds.
Yeah, it's like as he Grimshaw approaches, it's like Vemir's like head just kind of twists like really quickly and just stares at him, just like
I was just checking on him. I'll leave you to be. I don't know if you can understand me. But we're gonna have to move him at some point. He can't stay here all day. It's not safe.
He goes back to Kezra and Benson, who are just collapsed in a pile of blood, viscera, throw up. Just every gross thing imaginable.
Every gross thing.
Every single one.
Every single gross single thing.
One.
I mean, there's gooey napalm on the floor.
I definitely pooped my pants at some point.
People are avoiding their bowels all over the place. All the poisoners just shitting themselves.
This place is a mess.
It's a whole room full of rigor mortis bodies and poop.
While you two regain your strength, I feel like we should clean this place out before we leave. Elkwood is
We should clean it up.
I'm bleeding from every artery. And you want me to do chores?
Here's a broom.
I said, I clean this place out.
Actually,
rest.
Actually, Benson, don't touch it. You got open wounds. I mean, just don't touch
yeah,
it.
That's
you shouldn't be touching anything right now. It's not very sanitary. But, you rest. Focus the power of your god. But we need to get out of here. Elkwood, he's still controlled. It'll be like that until tomorrow. I've seen this before.
I think we should dock his pay for that fight.
Yeah. You can.
Wait, are we supposed to be getting paid? Is that how this works?
Speaking of, Kezra goes and just plops down next to the smoldering body. Just starts pulling shit off of him.
Yeah.
He's like muttering. Just like, fucking
takes the pipe. He starts smoking it. Just
monkey. Choke it up. Yeah, I'm searching this room.
Taking a huge hit off his pipe.
Yeah, he takes the pipe off.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, that was worth it.
Really good tobacco and definitely some other kind of herb that he was smoking in there. So he was hotboxing the shit out of that place.
Some other kind
Benson
of herb.
Benson just laying flat on the ground is like, my turn to please, give it.
Give it.
Puff, puff, pass, man.
I pass the pipe around. What else does he have on him?
So he actually doesn't have anything on him besides the gold, like the gold bangles and stuff like that.
We'll
see
take
if
the
like
gold bangles.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to see in here if he has anything. Doesn't say how much, but I'll give you a figure later. You know what? It's 50 gold worth of gold.
Okay.
So, if you look in the room,
yeah, the room seemed to have a bunch of nice shit in it.
Yes. I want to retcon that there is a name to the game that he was playing.
Oh.
Okay. So there is the game that he was playing is a finely crafted version of something called Imperial Conquest. It is worth 250 gold pieces.
Holy shit. Ooh, what are those pieces made out of?
Money. Yeah. The very, very nice game boards.
It's all illegally taken ivory. Very, very desirable.
Probably.
Ebony and ivory pieces. Just.
Most of the rugs in the room are of relatively low quality, but you feel like you could take them and they would be worth about 25 gold pieces a piece.
I'm gonna roll up these rugs and stick them in the bag if that's okay.
Yeah. Each of these rugs is worth two bulk, so they are heavy and big.
I don't think it's real.
Another bag we have is a
we cleared it out
level one. We did. Oh yeah, you did. You did it all the time.
Oh. Yep.
You just dump just imagine a dumping out a bag of holding of just rugs.
This is a type one. It's 25 bulk.
How many rugs were there?
There were... Oh, gosh, I'm...
12. I don't know.
Most of the rugs in the... I think it was in the description.
So while we're laying there bleeding, Grimshaw's just there, like a sleeping bag, just trying to shove it into the bag of holding. It's just, like, disappearing into nothing.
See, I'm just imagining, like, we were just talking about this yesterday, but, like, in Oblivion, like, there was the duplication glitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, where all of a sudden you tried to spawn so many things, and they just hit the ground and just spread out. That's what happens. Bag of holding. The rugs just come out, hit, and then just go...
Did you guys ever play the game Champions of Norrath?
Oh, yeah.
I watched you play it, I think.
It was a great game. It was, like, Realms of EverQuest. It was, like, an offshoot of EverQuest.
Yeah.
But there was, like, a glitch. I don't think you had to do anything. I think if you just, like, started games enough... The game would start where the weight was in there was a decimal point to the weight.
Okay.
And the decimal point just wouldn't be there.
Yep.
So you would go from having like like 15 like bulk at level 1 to having like 150. And it went up normally, but with no decibel points. So like every now and then you just start a game and you would have virtually no limit to how much you could carry. And it was great.
What if we just like restart until we hit that?
Yeah, it was like a pretty common glitch. Like happened that's all so the funny. Fucking time.
There were 5 rugs, by the way.
Okay, so that's about half.
Yeah.
We got room to spare because we just have like some gems.
There's days worth of fine foodstuffs. There appears to be 4 bottles of Chalaxian wine.
Ooh,
tangled,
good vintage.
3
bottles because we're going through one of them right
now. Sure. Yeah.
We're getting fucked up.
You're like just passing it. Like Vamir nudges Elk into the room, and you're just like passing it around him.
One.
Hey, Elk, I think you need to let him finish his work by drinking some of this.
Just like feeds it into it.
One bottle of plum sake imported from Minkai. You read on the label.
Interesting.
It's worth 25 gold pieces.
Yeah, taste.
This guy clearly liked the finer things.
That would be sweet. My God.
Do we know how much the Chalaxian wine's worth?
I think it's at 10.
Okay.
It's 10 each.
10 gold for a bottle of wine's steep.
Yeah.
Good mortgage payment.
Yeah.
Does anybody have alcohol lore, or if you want to make a society check?
I have crafting.
Okay,
oh, yeah, actually, crafting.
I'm depressed.
Yeah, go ahead and roll that. And as you're just looking through all this stuff,
bad.
31 for society.
Okay, that's good. So as you're looking through all this stuff, you find what appears to be it's a bottle that, as you read the label, it says it's from Central Brevoy. Is in this mixed bottle, but you realize that Brevoy is not known for wine.
Right.
And you smell it, and it appears to be something called slumber, a bottle of slumber wine that just has a misleading label on it.
Oh.
It was a trick. It was a trap wine.
Yeah, that's a trap wine.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Yeah, you think he might have used that on people at some point.
Whoa.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's how he gets them in the cages.
Yeah. There are cages and slaves are everywhere, so. And then you find what appears to be a stone that is used as a paperweight, but it looks pretty nice and has some sort of runic marking on it.
Mm.
The list itself is, by the way, a shopping list. But if you want to roll a identify on the rune, I can tell you that.
30.
Oh, yeah, easy. Keen.
Keen.
It's a keen weapon rune.
How does keen work in second edition?
That?
I don't know.
That has Elkwood's name written all over it.
Yeah, it does.
Keen.
Keen. Oh, that's a 13th level item.
Wow.
You have to put it on a different weapon.
Yeah.
So, probably on a slashing weapon.
Yeah, it's onto a piercing or slashing. The edges of a keen weapon are preternaturally sharp. Attacks with this weapon are a critical on a 19 on the die as long as the result is a success.
Basically first edition.
It's keen. Yeah,
it's pretty much that. The property has no effect on a 19 if the result would be a failure, which is obscene if you were attacking something that
like
natural 19. Yeah.
So it is not a true 1 degree success. It's just
if it's a
success.
Yeah.
Because with a nat 20, if you don't hit, it's still a regular hit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So with a keen, no hit.
Yep. Okay. So,
wow.
What are you guys doing in this time?
Slowly healing myself.
Leaving.
Okay, you're leaving. Okay.
Yeah. We gotta leave.
We still have a hallway.
I mean,
I'm joking. We're almost dead.
Like,
I say we don't rest and we go down the hallway, pantsless.
Yep.
You know what? Let's take all of our armor off first.
Here you go, final boss.
What was this orangutan's name?
The Rakshasa, Vaklish.
Dicks out for Vaklish, let's go.
Yeah, I would say, like, during the interim time, because I know, like, everyone's, like, healing and stuff like that, is that, like, Vamir actually does, like, legit kind of understand and then just pushes him in slowly, like kind of nudges him in the correct direction, because like I don't know, like he's dominated, but I would say, like, he just can't operate really properly, but yeah. He still is kind of has some sort of thought process, like, but it's not a lot.
Okay. I imagine we could, like, guide you by the hand.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, just making sure, like, he's going in the correct direction at this point. Yeah. Like, that anytime he looks at something, it's just, like, not looking at it. It's always looking past it.
Oh, and
stuff like that. So, like, he's just completely not brain dead, but close.
So. I too have disassociated, so
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, that's pretty much actually is the perfect way of saying it.
All right, so are you guys going to go for a long rest?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
God. Very much so.
We're not doing anything without Elk.
Okay. You guys go for a long rest, and eventually, Elkwood, you keep going through your mind that he has to finish his work, and you're like, I left. He's a slaver.
Mm-hmm.
His work is to entrap slaves. And it just comes to you that you walked away from something like this and just left him to his work, which is everything you're against.
Yeah.
And I'll see you guys next time.
God damn.
We did it.
How the fuck are we alive?
I have no idea.
Well, hey there, Sonny. Did I ever tell you about my Tree of Life dice tree for Misty Mount Gaming? No, Grandpa. What is that thing?
Well, you see, Sonny, back in my day, we used to roll polyhedral dice in this here tray to help determine the fate of our imaginative characters.
Wait, Grandpa, do you mean you rolled actual dice instead of digital ones?
That's right. And if you go to Misty Mountain Gaming, you can get yourself your own Tree of Life to the tray. They also have a Skull and Raven and a Castle D&D dice tray.
Wow, Grandpa, these dice look so much cooler than the digital ones my friends use.
You bet your keister they are. And they're made with quality material, so they're built to last. That's why I've had mine all these years. Now go tell all your dice goblin friends about Misty Mountain Gaming and tell them to use code Dragon Punch Squad at checkout for 10% off.
All right, Grandpa, I would go tell him right away. Thanks.
Take care, Sonny. Remember, that's Dragon Punch Squad at checkout for 10% off. We'll see you later. Bye.